Yeshaya Perek Samach Pasuk Vav Ili Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata, continuing the glorious description of what will happen in the time of the Geula when all of the nations of the world are flooding Tzion to come towards the light. Shifas Gimalim Tichaseich, an abundance of camels will cover you. So a huge number of camels that are transporting people. Bichrei Midyan ve'Efa, young camels coming from Midyan and Efa, both from the east of Eretz Yisrael. Kulam Mishava Yavo, all of them will come from Sheba, from the great land of riches, towards Africa. And what will they be carrying? Zahav Ulavona Yisau, they'll be carrying gold and incense, spices. We saw with Yosef HaTzadik when he was brought back in a caravan that was carrying spices that it was an amazingly pleasant journey when everything was fragrant and smelled wonderful. Usihilos Hashem Yivaseru. And they will proclaim praises of God. Zayin Koltzon Kedar Yikav Tzulach. All of the sheep of Kedar will be gathered to you. Ele Nevayos. Yishar Asunech, and the rams of Nevayos will serve you. Kedar and Nevayos are the children of Yishmael. So we see that the Arab nations are going to be bringing homage only with the desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe with their belief in one God, an Abrahamic God, maybe they were closer perhaps than many of the other nations. And again, this is a fantastical idea in a world of disbelief and darkness. Ya'lu al ratzon mizbechi. They'll be brought, all of these rams and sheep, as to my will, as an appeasement, with favor, on my altar, on my mizbeach. Uveis tifarti afoer. And I will glorify my house. Beis tifarti, the Beis HaMikdash. The house of my glory will be glorified itself. Tif arti, afa er, from the same word root. The change of heart of the nations. Desperate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise God after everything they've learned. Ches mi ele ka'av te'ufeno. Who are these who fly like a cloud, or who are dispersed like a cloud? Yerushalayim is asking the question. Sion is asking the question. V'chayonim el arubosehem. And like doves, like homing pigeons, coming back to their coops, to their coats. COTES, the dove coat. So they're returning from far away like clouds. They're going to arrive swiftly, like they're blowing right through the sky, scudding across the horizon. The nations coming like, the man Lois says, rain-laden clouds, showering blessings upon them. Now, the thing is, they're all going to go back home once they're done bringing their homage and bringing their praise. They're going to turn back and go home to their coops. They're not going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Only the Jewish people will stay in Sion. So it's a reaffirmation that this is our homeland and this is where we belong. So they come, they bring their karbanos, they make a big spectacle, but then they leave. So Yerushalayim says, who are all these people? Tess. Ki li iyim yikavu. Because the islands await me. Shivisi Kove, hope, await. Vanios Tarshish Barishona. And the ships of Tarshish, the very famous seafaring nation, will be the first. They will precede, they will come before Lahavi Vanayach Merachok to bring your sons back from far away. Kaspam Uzahavam Itam. Their silver and their gold with them. You think about the images of World War II when all of the troops came home on the great giant battleships making their way back desperate to come home. The only thing in their hearts was to come home. But to come home with their silver and their gold intact, Klal Yisrael left of the long gullus with no silver and gold left in our pockets. And now we're going to be brought back and they're going to be coming back with blessing, financial blessing, with physical blessing. L'shem Hashem Elokayich v'likdosh Yisrael kifei arach. For the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, for the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. fe'aroch pe'er, tifar teich, afa er. We're seeing triple lashonos of glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud uvanu v'nenei chor chomo sayich. And for the first time we can ever remember, foreigners will build your walls, as opposed to us building them to keep them out. Umalchehem yishor sunech. This is a tough haftorah to learn from a klaf, I can tell you, because it switches gender tenses constantly. Sharsunech is feminine, as opposed to the cha at the end that comes up in other psukim. So it's feminine here because we're talking about Yerushalayim and Tzion. The kings will serve you. Sharsunech, they'll be mishareis. Ki v'kitz pi hikisich. Because in my anger, I struck you. I had smitten you in my anger. Virtzoni rikamtich. But I will have mercy upon you when I'm appeased. So they destroyed, now they're going to build. I was angry with you, but momentarily. It was temporary. And finally, Yiral v'fitchu sha'arayich tamid yomom v'layla lo yisageru. Your gates will always be open. They will not be closed by day or by night. Unlocked doors means total security. You're not worried about anything. You don't lock it at night to keep out attacks or strangers or muggers or migrants. You don't have to worry about them coming to Floyd Benefield. It's okay. To bring to you the wealth of nations. Chel, in this case, not the armies of nations, but the wealth of nations. So maybe Adam Smith, who wrote the famous book, The Wealth of Nations, actually knew his Isaiah. Umalcheihem nehugim. And their kings, under escort, in procession, will be led to you. So the people who wronged you are going to come in as part of a processional. What about the ones who didn't admit that they wronged you and didn't do penance for that? We'll see them put into the next pasuk.